Josh Mills talks Winter Steelhead. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Winter Steelhead are kind of the badder, meaner, sulkier, more intense cousins of their summer and spring brethren. They come in a lot of times in the coastal rivers. They come in, they're sexually mature, so they are looking to boogie and they don't overwinter a long period of time. They come in oftentimes in certain systems on the morning tide and are in the river for a week or two, maybe more, maybe less, depending on the system, and do their business. When going after them, you're faced with a different set of conditions that often dictate what you do for summer steelhead. What you're looking for is, within a fly fishing perspective, if you're swinging for them, you're getting down in the water column with bigger sink tips. The flies are presented closer to the bottom, oftentimes are half a chicken, as we jokingly say, but it presents more of a profile and an irritant for the steelhead to come and grab a hold of. Flies are definitely bigger. Oftentimes they are dressed with dumbbell eyes to get even a further drop on them. The word that gets tossed around is the word intruder style, which are a bigger form and profile.
I suspect that you could either buy the type of flies that you're talking about at Sportsman's Warehouse or the components that would go into making such a fly.
Yes. Just do a little bit of research before you go to the store and take a peek at what are the things that are out there. Places like Sportsman's Warehouse will have fly tying clinics. Depending on the store and region and where they're at, they're going to have specific offerings that will tailor itself for you.
He knows everything about fishing, including where to shop for gear.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.